This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
More charges in Mar-a-Lago classified documents case.
At this fragile political and legal moment.
U.S. Department of Justice to investigate.
Whether the Memphis Police Department engages in racially discriminatory policing.
July could become
the hottest month ever recorded in human history.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Breaking news, a third defendant has been added to the Justice Department's classified documents investigation involving President Trump and his valet, Walt Nauta, also charged as Carlos de Oliveira. And as CBS's Robert Costa reports,
Trump was also charged with new counts, including an additional count of retaining more classified documents. CBS News has identified that document as related to Iran and national security, and which Trump has allegedly have shown that to aides. The trial for that case is scheduled for Florida next year.
This comes after attorneys for former President Trump met earlier today with prosecutors in the Washington, D.C. office of special counsel Jack Smith. Trump received a letter recently from Smith informing him that he's the target of a grand jury probe in another case involving the special counsel's January 6th investigation. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Former president characterized it as a productive meeting with the special counsel in one of his social media posts. We know there were two Trump attorneys. Had a meeting here in Washington. It was at the special counsel's office.
Feds announce a broad investigation of a Midwestern city's police department. It comes months after the deadly beating of a black man during a traffic stop. CBS's Jim Crisula with the latest.
Federal officials have opened an investigation of the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department. Kristen Clark is assistant attorney of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division.
We received multiple reports of officers escalating encounters with community members resulting in excessive force.
The investigation comes 7 months after the violent beating of Tyree Nichols by five officers after a traffic stop. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Hunter Biden's plea deal on misdemeanor tax charges and a felony gun charge is on hold due to a judge wanting her concerns addressed by both sides. If there was a trial and he was found guilty of federal tax evasion, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked by reporters if President Biden would pardon his son.
No.
Well,
I just said no. I just answered. Go ahead.
Dangerously high temperatures are impacting 40% of the U.S., including a large swath of the country's midsection to the northeast. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
This is not our first heat wave, and with climate change accelerating, it won't be our last.
On Wall Street today, the Dow plunged 237 points. The Nasdaq fell 77, S&P 500 down 29. Now this.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
A new CDC report shows almost 500,000 people in the U.S. may have become allergic to red meat. Alpha-gal syndrome is tied to a bite from the Lone Star tick. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
It's hard to make a diagnosis of alpha-gal syndrome because the allergic symptoms can vary quite a lot. And people who are affected don't have the same reaction every time they eat meat.
Striking film and TV actors got free groceries today at the World Harvest Food Bank in Los Angeles.
With no end to the strike in sight, SAG-AFTRA members who depend on daily work to feed themselves and their families are struggling to keep food on the table, including Nikita Kalam Harris.
The peace of mind to know, oh, if I'm running low, there's somewhere that has me, that has my back.
The striking actors were told to fill up their shopping cart to the top and come back every week for another $300 in groceries for as long as the strike lasts. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A safety hearing focuses on e-bike batteries. CBS's Natalie Brand.
New York Fire Department Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh testified at a U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission meeting as lawmakers and consumer advocates push for national safety standards.
Are these batteries safe?
I think that's a great question. I would say right now, if you have one of these in your home, you don't know.
Experts say one of the biggest risks can come from mixing and matching batteries and chargers from different manufacturers.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni meets with President Biden at the White House to discuss Ukraine and NATO. She also took part in a bipartisan meeting on Capitol Hill, which included Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. GOP senators are brushing off questions about his ability to remain the top Republican in the upper chamber after he froze mid-sentence during a press conference yesterday. Senator John Thune.
He said he's fine. I take him at face value. You heard him respond to questions yesterday. He was very crisp in his answers.
Time in the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
An alarming number of teenage girls are depressed or suicidal. WSB's Sabrina Cupid reports from Atlanta.
A CDC report raises the urgency to invest in schools as a vital lifeline to help struggling youth. Teenage girls are experiencing record high levels of violence, sadness, and suicide risk. Dr. Cheryl Green says the statistics are jaw-dropping.
57% of teen girls felt persistently depressed, hopeless in the last 1 year.
And she says about a quarter of high school girls had suicidal thoughts with a plan to carry it out. She calls it a crisis. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
LeBron James' 18-year-old son, Bronny, has been discharged from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and is resting at home 3 days after he went into cardiac arrest. It happened on Monday while Bronny James was taking part in a USC basketball practice. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, July 27, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.